Okay, today is Daf Pei Vav. We run Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis by the two dots, three lines from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas, Baruch Yehuda, Ben Yosef, Yechiel, Michal, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. So the Mishnah had said that Hachalonos, the Ove Hachoma, the window, a window, or the thickness of the wall is considered inside the city. So if you're in the area, in the thickness of the wall, it's considered inside. Amar Rav, Rav said, Gagin va'alios lo niskadshu. Roofs and second floors were not niskadish. Okay? And what does that mean? So Rashi says, a very important Rashi, Bein gage Yerushalayim, no second floor in Jerusalem had Kedushas Yerushalayim. L'kudshim, kalim. You're allowed to eat kudshim kalim anywhere in Jerusalem. Not on the second floor. Not on the third floor, the penthouse apartment in the hotel. You cannot do that. Okay? No second floor in Yerushalayim had kedusha regarding second floors or roofs. And ben gagi lishkos ha'azara. Or no second floor in the Beis HaMikdash, not the Beis HaMikdash, Gemara's going to qualify this. It's only in the Azara. Kedushas Azara doesn't have the status of the Ba'azara, the Kedushas Kodshe Kodshim. The Kahanim were allowed to eat Kodshe Kodshim in the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, not on the second floor, in the Azara. Okay? That's what Rav makes this statement, and this statement is not going to be disproved. We're going to question it a few times, but we're going to leave it be. That's the rule. Okay? The second floors don't have Kedusha, which means that the Eddie Karb Pesach has to be on the first floor. Ain't that true? Is that true? The Omar Rav, Mishum Rav Chia, Rav said in the name of Chia, Kizesa Pischa, eat your Kizayas of carbon Pesach, the Halila Paka Igra, and Halel break open on the roof. Meaning, say Halel up on the roof. Why would they say Halel up on the roof? Why would they do that? So we explained on Shabbos that the reason they did that is because you're not allowed to leave your house till you finish eating the Karban Pesach. Once you finish eating the Karban Pesach, now I can go up on the roof. Now I can leave my house. They would demonstrate they could leave the house by going up and saying Halel on the roof. You hear that?
We
say halal to say. We say halal. They say halal too.
Right.
After the carbon Pesach, you say halal. You've thanks to Hashem that this is the yontif that you were taken out of Mitzrayim, all that stuff.
When you say day, it's a yachid or the
chabura. The chabura. Everybody could go leave. You couldn't leave your house till now. You weren't allowed to leave. Right. You're stuck in the house. Now you can go on to the roof. That's the nigla pshat. The deeper pshat is as follows. Every day, Hashem's relationship with us, we say it by Kiddush Levana, it's meitzitz min hacharakim. It's like peering through the cracks of the lattices. That's how the relationship is. You don't see it. That's what it's like. It's like looking through the cracks in the window, you know? Not in the window, in the shade. Look through the cracks in the shade, you can see the other person. That's like our relationship with Hashem. But on Pesach night, it's literally us and Him. Go up on the roof. There's no cracks. It's literally open. Open sky. That's our relationship with Hashem on Pesach night. It's such a revelation. That's the relationship. And that's why they went up on the roof. That's a deeper pshat. Or Waxman said that. Now, my lav the achli be'igra, doesn't that imply that they ate the carbon Pesach on the roof? That's a weak question. The army be'igra, and then they said halal on the roof? Lo, no, that's not at all. Not at all. They ate the halal. They ate the carbon Pesach down on the ground. V'amri be'igra, and then they said halal up on the roof. So the statement is not refuted. Another question: Eini, is that true? V'atnan, we're going to learn later on in the Masechta. Everybody knows this line: Ein maftir in achar Pesach afikomen, which in a very simple way means that the last thing you eat is the afikomen. Okay. So v'amri Rav. That you can't leave from one chabura to another chabura. So takasha, right? What's takasha, right? That that, one second, what's the kasha?
The kasha is that if you're gonna go to eat dessert someplace else, they were nervous that you're going to eat Pesach someplace else.
Right.
So this is considered someplace else.
Right. How do they do that? The answer is low kasha, not a kasha. Kan b'shat zachila, kan shalo b'shat zachila. After the achila, then you can go where you want, but during the achila, you can't. So it's not a refutation. We're still held by the halacha that the second floors and roofs did not have any kedusha. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. Abai Abishol Omer, Aliyas Beis Kodesh Kedushim, Chamur Beis Kodesh Kedushim. The second floor of the base of the Kodesh Kedushim was more chamur than the Kodesh Kedushim itself. How so? Shebeis Kodesh Kedushim, Kohen Gadol Nichnas Lo Pam Achas Bishana. Because the Kodesh Kedushim, a Kohen Gadol went in how many times a year?
One
time a year. When?
On
Yom Kippur. How many times did the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh Kedushim on Yom Kippur? Every year. How many?
Four
is the right answer. Four is the right answer. Anybody know that? Four is the right answer. Four times he went in every Yom Kippur. The Gemara calls it one time because it means one day. Right, but it's four times. Valiyas beis kodesh kedushim, but the second floor of the kodesh kedushim, the second floor, ein nichnasin la el pamachas b'shavua, once every 7 years. Vamrilei pamayim twice every 7 years. Vamrilei pamachas b'yom, once every 50 years. Lay that to know ma hitzricha. What was anything needed to be fixed? So second floor is much more chamer. You're telling me the second floor had no kedusha whatsoever. What do you mean no kedusha? More kedusha than the kodesh kedushim itself. Kodesh Kedushim only was once a year. Here they go once every 50 years. Anything they need repairs? They look in? No, everything's good, excellent.
Does that count as a voda?
No, that's not about a voda, it's about Kedusha.
Right, but I mean, just checking the repairs, that doesn't have to...
They would stay away from it, they wouldn't go in. The answer you can say is they wouldn't, there's no need to go in. So the Gemara's going to give a different, answer, but the same idea. Omar of Yosef, no. Mehechal Nekam Venasa Vinish. You asking me a question about the Heichal? Now, the building of the Beis HaMikdash was a building. The building had a very long front, which is called the Ulam, and then it had a skinnier back, and in the back was the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedushim. What the Gemara is going to say is, in that building, of course the second floor had Kedusha. Only in the Azar it didn't. It's not a Kasha. Why they would try to avoid, by the way, it had no Kedusha, you can go every day up there. And they would avoid it altogether. Why? Of course it had Kedusha. Why? Because it's the building itself. Right? Shiny Heichel. The Heichel is totally different. Dechsev, because it says, Vayite David l'shlomo b'no, es tavnes ha'ulam, v'es batav, v'es ganzachav, v'aliosav, v'chedra panimiyim, u'beis ha'kapores, u'beyom, u'v'ksiv, ha'kol b'ksav, mi'ar Hashem, alai haskil. So, of course, the second floor of the Heichal had Kedusha. Of course, no question about it. The Pasuk says, where's this Pasuk? It's in Divrei Hayamim. This Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says that. What was Rav talking about? In the Azara. That's what he was talking about. Whole different thing. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya that Rav is wrong. There's a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni that says like this. Halishkos, any room. Halishkos is basically a room. Any room, habenuyos bakodesh, that are built in the Kodesh portion of the Beis HaMikdash. However, upsuchos l'chol, but the entrance is in a non-Kodesh portion. Okay, now, it took me, there's no such thing as a non-Kodesh portion on the Har HaBayis. You're on the Har HaBayis, after all. The only issue is there's more Kodesh. So what the Gemara is saying is, what this Mishnah Maaser Sheni is saying is, if you have a building on the Har HaBayis, on the Beis HaMikdash grounds, but the entrance is in the Har HaBayis. In other words, you're coming from the Har HaBayis, you want to walk into this room, the door is in the Chol, the Gemara calls it Chol. It's not Chol, it's the Har HaBayis, which has less Kedusha than the Beis HaMikdash itself. Right? The Tamei Meis is let it go on the Har HaBayis, some places. Beis HaMikdash is not let it go. Right? So the Har HaBayis has less Kedusha than the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Gemara calls that Chol. So if the entrance to this room is in the Chol, is in the Har HaBayis, Tochen Chol, then the inside also has the status of Chol. Why? Because you follow the entrance. Right? V'gago, so lishkas abnus bekodesh, upsuchos l'chol, tochen l'chol. V'gago say in kodesh, but their roof has kedusha. How could that be? If the roof has kedusha, Rav said, no roofs, no second floors have any kedusha. How can this have kedusha? Right? So, Tergum of Chista, no. The case must be, I don't know where it's such a room like this, but Begago Sehen Shavin Lekarka Ezrach. We're talking about a room where it must have been like a subterranean type of situation where the roof was flush with the Azara. Exactly.
One side of the street you have here, and it's the first floor, and the other side of the street is the basement.
Exactly. So Rashi says, Shahalishkos benuyos mechilos tachas hakarka. The room was built like in a tunnel under the ground. Hilkach gagim did who? Those roofs havelhu kiara. They were flush with the ground. That's a roof that has kedusha. The room itself doesn't have kedusha. Why not? Because the entrance isn't from the Harbayis entrance, not some of the Beis Hamikdash grounds. You can get into that room without going into the Beis Hamikdash. That room has no kedusha, or it doesn't have kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, has lesser kedusha of the Har Habayis, but the roof does. Why? Because the roof is flush with the Azara. Make sense? What? That's right. 100%. The question is there any such room like that? I don't know. Mechilos means tunnels. Yeah. Yeah. But were there any such a thing? Everyone else has those maps of the Beis Hamikdash. There's no room, I don't know of any room, that was flush, that the roof was, it was like a sunken room, and then the roof was flush with the Har Habayis. I don't know if it's such a room, but it could be there was. Just because I don't know doesn't mean there wasn't one. Right?
Can I call it a basement?
What? It's like a basement. So the top of the basement is the first floor. It's flush. So the roof is flush, and that has kedusha, that roof. Why? Because it's really an extension of the Azara. But the room underneath, it depends. Where's the entrance to that room? If the entrance is in the Har Habayis, it does no kedusha. If the entrance is in the Beis Hamikdash, then it does. Ihachi, if all that is true, if that's your explanation, aim a seifa. Then think of the seifa. The seifa says, benuyos b'chol, if it was built in the chol, doesn't mean chol, again, it means Har Habayis, upsuchos l'kodesh, but the entrance is in the kodesh, you can only get to this room by walking into the Beis Hamikdash and then going into the door. Tochen kodesh. Tochen kodesh. The inside is kodesh. Why? Because it goes... Yeah, those of you have, why is it kodesh? Because it goes after where the door is. Wherever the door is, however you get into that room, that's what the status of the room becomes. The guy goes, sehen chol. And the roof now is chol. Why is it chol? Because the whole room is really in chol. Now, if the gag is flush to the karka, then azare havile mechilos. Then it means that the azara had tunnels, because otherwise, how is this possible? Right? How is it possible to make us a basement without an underground area? So obviously, there were underground areas. That's fine. From Rabbi Yochanan, mechilos lo neskadshu. The mechilos had no kedusha. How could you tell me the room itself had kedusha? Why? Because the entrance is in the kodesh. That's not true. If the rooms were under the ground, they're not kodesh. So, that's not kodesh.
Correct.
Right? So what's going on here? So, what? Exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. But now he's saying, no, but if the entrance is in the kodesh, it's kodesh. That's not true. If it's underground, it's not kodesh at all. So, Kikom, Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Bipisuchos Lahar Habayis. When the entrance is on the Har Habayis portion, Kitanya Hahi Bipsuchos Lazara, and the Mishnah was talking about when the room underground is underneath the Azara. So now we have to qualify this. If the room is underneath the Azara, might have kedusha. If the room is underneath somewhere else in the Har Habayis, it has no kedusha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. The bathrooms must have been, or the Tommy people that would go underground must have been not under the Azara, because over there might be still kedusha. I v'atani Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, not Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda. Mechilos mitachas lehechol chol. The mechilos under the hechol are chol taka, right? Kitanya hi shepsuchos lechol. But that's only true if the entrance is in the chol. which means the Harabayas. But if they open up in the Azara, then they do have Kedusha. So Rav's rule, it still holds valid. What Rav say? If you're in Yerushalayim, and you want to eat the Karban Pesach, you have to be on the first floor. All the hotels, they have to go to the first floor. Second floor has no Kedusha. The 18th floor of the hotel has no Kedusha. Got to be on the first floor. And likewise, the same thing in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Azara portion, not the building, in the Azara portion, those second floors have no Kedusha. You can't eat kachim there. Tashma, showing another raya, he's not right. The Gago Kodesh. There's a statement that says in a braisa that the roof is Kodesh. The Tispra, could that be true? Vokatani Gagad Halalo Enoch Lasham Kachikachim Vishok Lasham Kachikalim. You can't eat kachikachim. What does it mean, this Gag is Kodesh? Ella, the Ella Kasha Gago Kodesh. Yeah, but it says that it's Kodesh. So how do you, what's Pshat? Amr Chan Bar Guria, Laos and Beis Amos. It was Kodesh only in regard that there were two sticks that they used to keep, they were measuring sticks. Those two sticks they would keep in the roof, here, in the roof of one of the, you know how like the entrances to the old city, they have like a rampart, you go up there, even today. So the same thing was back in the Beis HaMikdash days. So there was one gate called the Shushan Gate, and on top of that gate, they would had a little bit of Kedusha, and they would leave the measuring sticks there. Rashi says, look at this Rashi, Lahachi Kachi Gagin. Regarding that purpose, the roof had Kedusha, that's where they would store these measuring sticks. What's going on? L'shimush nesinas klei kodesh hatzmichin lebinyan. They would use those sticks whenever they needed a klei kodesh, needed fixing, they would have, well, the shulchan. The shulchan broke. They need a shulchan. So how big is the shulchan? Like, open up the Torah to this week's Parshas Truma and read what are the measurements of a shulchan. So how do you want to be exact? Well, get a stick. Measuring stick. Those sticks, they would leave them on top of this gate. Not to use it for the Mizbeach, not to do Karbonos up here. There were two sticks, the Mark calls them an Amma, they were measuring sticks. And they would leave it on top of that roof. That's where they would store these sticks. What's busy with these sticks? We could learn in Pesachos Midos. There were two Amos, two sticks, that were on top of the gate called Shushan Habira. Not doesn't mean the city of Shushan, it means there was a gate called Shushan Habira. Achas l'karim bezrachas tzvonis, one on the northeast corner, v'achas l'karim bezrachas tzvonis, and one on the southeast corner. Zush l'karim bezrachas tzvonis, the one on the northeast corner, ha'si yisera al shalmosha chatzi etzba. It was a half a finger longer than the amos that were established in Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zush l'karim bezrachas tzvonis, and the one on the southeast corner, was even a half an etzba bigger than that. The name says Yisera al Shel Moshe etzba. So it was bigger than Moshe's by a complete finger, a complete etzba. Why did they have these different measurements? Because listen to this. The workers notlin biktana umachzirin bigdola. The worker, so they hired a company. You build the shulchan. They didn't want to build it exactly the measurements. They gave a little more room. Why? Kadesha lo yavu l'day me'ila. They didn't want to be over me'ila. How are they going to be over me'ila? They're not allowed to benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say there's a little bit of a tiny amount of gold that remained. What do we do with this gold? Well, put it in my pocket. But maybe it's really Kodesh gold because they didn't measure it exactly. So because of that reason, they would always give a little, an inch or two or something, a tiny amount extra that this should never happen. The Vitarati Lamali said, why do I need two sticks? The Gemara says, Achas Lekaspa, Vidav of Achas Lebinyana. One for gold and silver, and one for brick, stone, whatever they built in stone. Fine. So again, it's not a kasha on what Rav said. Rav said, second floors have no Kedusha. This is not a kasha on that. Yeah, what about the second floor on top of the roof of the gate? That was a whole different thing. They put the sticks over there. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said, Hachalonos, windows, the ove hachoma, and the thickness of the wall, kilifnim, has the status of being inside. How are you in the thickness of the wall? How are you in there? You can't walk through walls. So how did you get into the thickness of the wall? Now the Gemara is going to give, I would have thought a different answer.
There were cubicles there.
Where? The answer is, at the entrance. Only at the entrance can you be in the entrance way, like in the Jaffa Gate. You're in the entrance way. You arrive. You're in no man's land. You're not outside the city. You're not inside the city yet. So it comes along the Mishnah, the inside, the gate, in that area, has the status of inside. Same thing with the wizard. The window in the wall, right? Well, there's a window in the wall. And when you're in the window, what's the status of that window? Right, but the Gemara is not going to give that answer of being at the gate. The Gemara is going to say, well, the only way you can be in there is in on the roof. How can you be in the wall? Only if you're on the roof. So what do you see? That the roof has Kedusha. You're considered inside the city. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara doesn't answer, yeah, what about the gate? I don't know. Well, that's what the Gemara's answer is going to be, a little bit the gate. So, now one second. So, Bishloma, Mechalonos, I understand how you could be in the middle of a window. Mishkachasla, the Shavila Karka, Azara. It could be in the window of the Azara, there's a window. I don't know if there were windows in the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, but in the Azara there was. How could you be in the middle of a wall? What do you mean you're in the middle of a wall? How could that be? How in the middle of a wall? That was the wall. The wall is it inside the city or is it out? How could it be in the middle of a wall? How could you be there? Mishkachas la. The answer is very simple. Bebar shura, which is the gate. Now it doesn't. Bebar shura doesn't mean a real gate. It means like a little gate. You know, what do they call those gates? There's a word for it. A service gate or something. It's like a little gate next to the big gate. Right? In the Damascus gate, they have that. Not in the Damascus gate that they use today. The original Damascus gate, which if you ever go into the Damascus gate, if you look down that ramp, if you look down, you'll see the original Damascus gate. There were two service gates. There was the main entranceway, and then two little ones. Those little... What?
A little door and a door.
Exactly. Those little ones, so you're in there. Again, you're in between the old city, the outside the city. You're not in the city yet, but you're not outside the city anymore. You're in this no man's land. Says the Mishnah, that had the status of inside the city. Dikshiv, Yochel, Chayel, V'choma, V'omar, Rabbi Acha, V'itim, Rabbi Chanina, Shura, Ubar, Shura. It's the gate and the little gate also. So that's how you could be inside the Choma and be inside the city. But it does. We don't touch Rav's statement that the second floor has had no Kedusha. Now is that how we pass an Alecha L'maisa? That the second floor has no Kedusha? I don't know.
Well,
that'll be a big nafkimino when Mashiach comes and all the hotels only have more than one floor. What's going to be? Every apartment building in Yerushalayim has more than one floor, and you can only get on the ground floor. It's very crowded ground floors all over the city. I don't know.
What about the Esrus Nachim when it's upstairs?
So there's no Kedusha up there.
Right. So nowadays at Young Israel they have men davening with the minyan.
So therefore what? No shaykhs. What's the shaykhs? So what are you asking?
Well,
there's no question it's part of the room. Right? It's part of the room.
Okay.
You mind if they can count for a minyan? Probably can. I'm sure they can. That's 100%. If you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you want to observe what's going on, if you want to go upstairs, no problem with that.
No.
Can you shech the carbon up there? No. Can you eat kachikachim up there? No. Because it doesn't have the status of Kedusha. 100%. Okay, good. What? You can say halal up there because halal didn't require that.
Right.
Okay.
So to an extent of the Shemaim, the Kedusha does it.
Correct. That's right. That's the whole daf in a nutshell. Shtei chaburos. Okay, this is a complicated Mishnah because you need the Gemara to understand this Mishnah very well. So shtei chaburos shayu ochlin b'bayis echad. There are two chaburas that are eating from one carbon Pesach, but they became two chaburas. Now, why'd that happen? I don't know. Maybe they had a fight, and they're two different families sitting in the same room, eating the same carbon Pesach, but they're not looking at each other. They're different sides of the room. This family turns around and eats by themselves. The other family turns around and eats by themselves too. Same carbon Pesach, same room. How could that be? We'll see in the Gemara what's going on here. The Hamecham be'emtza, and the hot water, the urn, is in the middle, so they can both get coffee, but the urn's in the middle. V'hashkisha hashamish omeid limzog, so when the shamish comes to serve you coffee, kofet espiv, he has to He has to stop eating. He's also chewing on the Korban Pesach meat. He has to stop chewing because he can't go from this chabura to that chabura. He has to stop chewing. Umachzer es panav, turn his face. Till he goes back to the whichever chabura he's part of, he's got to go back to them to continue chewing. If you ask for a coffee in the other chabura, he has to stop chewing, go bring you a coffee, and then he can go back and continue eating. Then another unrelated halacha, the hakala and a bride. Hofeches es panev ochelas. She turns her face. No one should see, because when she's a kala, everyone's staring at the kala always. She's a little embarrassed, so she doesn't want to know when she's chewing, like she's not a cow, she's a person. But everyone's staring at her, because she's a kala, so she turns aside. Fine. Now, what's going on here with this two chaburas? So Masnis and Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah that allowed two chaburas in one Korban Pesach, in one living room, the two chaburas? Who allowed that? The answer is Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda said, it says in the Torah, Al habatim asher yochlu oso bahem. It says asher batim, the houses. Malamed, shapesach nechal b'shtei chaburos. The Torah didn't care how many chaburos he had in that room. You want to have your seder over there? That's no problem. You want to have yours over there? No problem. It happens to be, we chipped in and made a Korban Pesach together. Why? Because it was expensive. So we chipped in and made a Korban Pesach. We don't have that many people. You don't have that many people. We have nothing to do with each other. We're not going to join together in a suda. We'll have ours, you have yours. But the same Korban Pesach. Says Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem with that. You can have two chaburas, one house, one Korban Pesach. Yachal ye'ochal ochal b'shtei makomos. So then you can eat it already in two houses. I'll go to my house and you go to your house. That you're not allowed to do. Talmud lomar, b'bayis echad ye'ochal. Only in one house it can be eaten. Fine. Mikan Amru, here you see, Hashamash, the Shamash, who the waiter who's serving both families, Rashi says on the second to bottom line, Shehayu Tzolehu, he's roasting the Korban Pesach for both families, and it smells so good, he took a bite out of it. Right, the Shamash took a bite out of it. For Shachach, he forgot. For Hichnitz Kazayis, L'Tochbiv, he eats a Kazayis of it, he couldn't wait. For Huayu Nimnaulav, and he's part of the Chaburas. Now, he's part of one of them. The point is, the Hashamish Achal Kazayas Bitzad Tanur, he ate the Kazayas next to the oven while he was waiting for it to roast. He couldn't wait. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to leave your makom. So he can't now get up even. He can't even get up. He's not allowed to leave. He's stuck there. So if he's smart, Mamali Kresim Imenu, let him finish the whole Kazayas. Then he finishes mitzvah Korban Pesach. Then he can leave. V'imratu b'nei chabur lasos imotova. If the b'nei chabur want to do the guy a favor, boin v'yoshin v'tzido. They can all get up and move and go to that spot. So they're with him together, and he's in the Korban Pesach, and then he's part of the chabura. He's over there, they're over here, they're singing, he's waiting for them. So go join him. He can't join you, because he can't move. You can join him. Devar Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. There's all the world of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what our Mishnah said. If one Korban Pesach, one house, two chaburas. Reb Shimon Omer, no, that's the opposite. Al habatim asher yochlu oso behem melamed sheochel ochel b'shtei makomos. You could eat it in two different places. I go to my house and you go to your house. Yochel yeinechel b'shtei chaburos. I would think it could be two chaburos. Talmud lomar babayis echad yeyochel. Right.
He ate
his kazayas. Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's stuck there. So at least so why does he have to? Why does he have to be Mali Kreso? He has to be Mali Kreso, right?
We said by the roof, you can't go until the whole thing is finished. So what's the difference how much he eats? The whole thing has to be finished.
Right. So maybe it's because otherwise it would be a shiloh of two places. I'm not sure. It would be a shiloh of two places. He's eating it twice. I'm not sure. So, and Rabbi Yehuda and what does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon says no. That you can eat the Korban Pesach in two places. I can start off here, then I can go over there. Yachal yeinechol b'shtei chaburos. Talmud lomar b'bayis echad yeichel. I can eat it in two places, but not in two chaburos. The Ma'ika Miflagi, what are they arguing about? The same pasuk says the same. What are they arguing about? So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, yesh eim l'mesores. You go by the way the word is the tradition that we have. It says like this, Babayis Echad, and then there's a word, Yud Aleph Chaf Lamed, which means Yochel. Ye Yochel? Says Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Babayis Echad Yochel. That's how he reads the Pasuk, which means, in one bias, you have to eat it, not in two biases. You're stuck in one of two chaburas? I couldn't care less about that. Babayis Echad Yochel. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Yeshem Lemikra. How's it read? It's read, Ye Yochel. What does it mean, Ye Yochel? Right? Has to be eaten in one house, one chabura, one everything. Everything is one. Ye Yochel, it shall be eaten, all one thing. Hayu Yoshvin, let's say you're sitting, Vinisparsa Mechitza Beinehem, and somebody puts a Mechitza in between the two of you. Someone does that, comes and puts builds a wall in between the two families. So L'divya Omer Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburos Ochlan. According to Yehuda, you can keep on eating. Because you're allowed to eat in two Chaburos. L'divya Omer Ein Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburos Ein Ochlan. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to eat anymore. You have to stop. You have to take the wall down. Why? Because it's not two Mekomos. You're not allowed to have that. Hayu Yoshvin, let's say we were sitting and eating, V'nistalto Mechitza Beinehen. And there was a machitza, there was a wall separating it, and the workers come to take the wall down, middle of the Seder. They remove the wall. Now we're in the scenario, we can see each other. So, L'divri ha-omer, L'divri ha-omer, ha-ochel, ochel, b'shtei mekomos, ochlin. According to Rav Shimon, that's okay. As long as you're in the same house, same building, you could be in different rooms. It's not a problem. L'divri ha-omer, ein ochel, ochel, b'shtei mekomos, ein ochlin. If you hold the other way, that you have to be in one place. Even the two chaburas, now you're not in two places, now ein ochel, ochel b'shnei mekomos, ein ochlin. Because you now consider two different places because they took the wall down. Okay. Yosef Rav Kahana was sitting there, kapashit le mifshat. He wasn't so sure about this. He asked it as a question. They're so pashit to them, this is halacha. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, v'tiboy lachi boya. You want to ask a question? Yeah. Siluk mechitza, taking away the mechitza. Vasias mechitza, or putting up the mechitza. Mihavi kebez mekomos, or kebez chaburos, dummy? Oh, no. Is it considered like two chaburos and two places, or not? And teku. He didn't have an answer to that question. Okay. Then we said, hakala hofeches es paneha. The kala turns her face to the side. My time, why is that? Amar v'chiyah bar abba, amar b'yochanan, b'bnei shehi busha. Because she's embarrassed. Why is she embarrassed? Why is she embarrassed? So Rashi says, to eat in front of the men. All right, what about every other woman there? Every other woman's not in the spotlight because they're not a kala. Only the kala's in the spotlight, that's the reason. Ravuna b'rei d'Rav Nosson ikla, listen to this story. Ravuna b'rei d'Rav Nosson ikla b'rav, nachar b'yitzchak, amrulei mashmach. What's your name? Amrulehu Ravuna. My name is Ravuna. Amru, nesiv mar apurya, come sit over here, you're a rav. Your Rav Huna, come sit over here in the chash of a spot in my house. In my chash of a, you know, at the dais. Yosef, he sat there. Yavle Kasa, they offered him some wine. Kibla B'chad Zimna, he accepted it on the first offer. Vishasya betrayed Zimni, and he drank it in two stages, two sips, two gulps he drank it. V'lo Ahadar Ape, and they didn't ask him to, and he didn't turn around when he drank the wine. He drank it in front of everybody. So now, Amrule my time karish lach Rav Huna. So I guess when he got home, his bnei bayis asked him, why did you say your name is Rav Huna? Someone asked, what's your name? I say, my name is Marcel. I say, Rav, you don't call yourself like that. Why do you say that?
This is like Jill Biden. Why do you call yourself Dr.
Biden? That's what she called herself? Amalahu, right, exactly. Amalahu, but no one talks that way about themselves. Amalahu, he said, Bal Hashem Oni. I'm a Bal Shem. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Mikatnusi, since I was a little boy, since my youth, Kach Korinli Rav Huna. Since I'm my youth, they called me Rav Huna. What does that mean? I don't really know what that means. Does the article say anything? So it became part of his name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he was famous. Or he was other people known. He was famous. That's what they called him.
And there's another explanation. That was Russian. Yeah. And I was another one. So then I said, you know the title of Biography of Smith, so he was his title.
It was his title. So... Right. So the article doesn't tell you what the Rebbeinu B'chai says. There's a pasuk in Shemos. There's a pasuk in Shemos. It's in Perek Gimel, pasuk Dalet. It says like this. Fayar Hashem ki sar liros. And Hashem saw that Moshe didn't want to look at the snare. V'yikra elav elokim itoch hasneh. V'yomer Moshe Moshe. V'yomer hineni. Called to Moshe. Moshe said, here I am. Right? The Yalkut Me'iri says that the Risr of Huna had a, that I'm sorry, the Rebbeinu B'chai said he has a Kabbalah from Rav Shmuel HaKohen, who had a Kabbalah ish mi pi ish from Rav Huna. That pasuk has a 100 secret letter of a 100 letter name, a secret name of Hashem in that pasuk. And if you know the secret of that pasuk, you can be called Rav. And that's what Rav was saying. I know that pasuk. I know that secret. That's why they call me Rav. Whatever that means. Okay. So I also didn't mention that part. My timer, oh, ki amrulach nesev apoya yasavta. How come when they told you to go sit by the dais, you listened? Amalei, kol mash amrulachach balabayas asei, chutz mitei. Whatever the balabayas says to do, you do. And then in parentheses it says, except for leaving. Right? Why is it in parentheses? It says the Sfasemes, listen to this vort. Says the Sfasemes, the halacha used to be, whatever the balabayas says to do, you do. Balabai says, I want you to sit over there. Fine, I'll sit right here. I want you to sit in the dais. It's fine, sit in the dais. Whatever the Balabai says, you do. When the Balabai is told Bar Kamsa to leave the party, he left. And that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So they changed the halacha. Whatever the Balabai says to do, you do. Except for leaving. That don't leave. Don't cause the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Stay there. Don't leave. You hear that, Vart? Whatever the Balabai says, sit over here, you listen. Leave, I'm not leaving. My timer, ki havas leikasa kabasa b'chadzimna. How come when they gave you the kos, you took it right away? Why didn't you like refuse, be an onav? So he said, amalei, because mesar ben lukatav and mesar ben lagadol. You don't refuse a gadol. You don't refuse the gadol, the whoever I was. You don't refuse that guy. The kadmi you refuse. So from Moshe, we learned from Avram Avinu. When the malachim came to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu said, come stay for lunch. What did the malachim say? Fine. When they come to Lot, and Lot invites them in, what do they say? Nah, there's room in the street, we're not coming into you, we have a sleep spot over there. For a godly, you don't refuse. For a cotton, you can refuse. That's why I didn't refuse. My time is Sisei Bechad betrays him. Why do you drink the kos in two gulps? So Amaluhu, the Tanya, because we have a brisa. Hashose kos of Vasachas, Harezik Argaron. You take the whole thing down in one gulp, you're like a, you know, a gargoyle. Gargoyle means a coarse person, hungry person. Shnayim derech eretz. Shnayim's derech eretz. Shloshim mikasei ruach. Three already like a show off. So that's why I drank it in two. So my time of hofachta apecha. Why didn't you turn away when you drank? So I'm a little kala hofachas panei atanan. Oh, kala has to do that. I'm not a kala. Only a kala has to do that. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi ikla lebe Rav Shimon Rabbi Yossi ben Lakunya. Yavle kasa kable. So he once went, another person went there, and they gave him the kos, b'chad zimna, v'shasi b'chad zimna. He didn't refuse, because the guy was a gadol, and he drank it in one gulp. So, amalei, lo sarvel obar, hashos a kos of batz achas, harizik gargoyin? Don't you agree that if you drink one kos, you're a gargoyin? You drink it in one gulp, you're a gargoyin? So, amalehu, not so fast. Lo amri because of cotton, didn't say it with a little tiny glass, right? Or v'yayin matuk, or very sweet wine, which you can drink right very quickly, for crazy rechava, or if you're very, very hungry. It's not a hard and fast rule. Cups have different sizes. People have different constitutions. It doesn't apply. Fine. Amr v'oma halacha, amr stam suda halachas, amr v'huna, b'nei chabura, nichnasim b'shlosha. A b'nei chabura should only sit down when there are three of them. Meaning, Rashi says it means that the shamish doesn't have to serve just you. You know? When there's a shamish hired, I don't know, in a hotel or something, he doesn't have to serve just you. When there are three people together for a suda, then he can start serving you. Just because you show up, you're yachid, he doesn't have to serve you. However, the yotzin afilu be'echad, but they don't have to wait till they're only, they don't have to wait that all three leave together. So if a guy's in a rush, and he wants to leave, and then there's one guy left, two guys leave and there's one guy left, the shamash still has to serve him. But that's only true, Amar Rabba, v'huda ayal be'idna deragil l'mayal. It's only true if people leave in a normal way. Guy's schlepping his meal, schlepping and schlepping, and the other two want to go already, and it's normal for them to go, they're allowed to go. V'hu deragash b'hu daila. That's only if they tell the shamash in advance, this is what's going to happen. And Rashi says that. So the uhu l'shamash shazed darkan let's say it's echad echad. They tell him this is the way we're doing it. We're leaving one by one. Because it's a tircha on the shamash to just serve you. But if they tell him in advance, it's okay. Om ravina v'nosdin tzchar damim v'tzarech l'achron l'hosif damim. And you have to pay the guy. And the last guy there has got to throw in more money because he's only serving him. Right? But v'lev hilchasa kavaseh. We don't pass him like that. Not sure which portion we don't pass him like. All of it, just the last line. But we don't pass them like that. Okay, that's some random halachas of Hilchas Suda. Hajid alach ketzad solin. Hajid alach ketzad solin. Hajid alach ketzad solin. Finish the perek. Tomorrow we start a new perek. Everyone have a very good day.